Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 27th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Just 2 days after having his driverless testing permit suspended in California, Cruise, GM's self-driving subsidiary, pauses all driverless robo-taxi operations everywhere to rebuild public trust. In a post on X, the company said it will take time to examine its processes, systems, and tools and reflect on how we can better operate in a way that will earn public trust. Cruise said that it will continue with supervised autonomous vehicle operations, which means that a human safety operator will be behind the wheel. The United Nations has created a 39-member advisory body to address issues in the international governance of artificial intelligence. Members include tech company executives, government officials, and academics from countries including the U.S., Russia, Japan, and others. The UN body will issue preliminary recommendations on global collaboration to regulate the spread of AI by the end of this year and finalize recommendations by the summer of 2024. Less than 2 weeks after the completion of its acquisition of Activision Blizzard, Microsoft is reorganizing its Xbox marketing and leadership teams. Matt Booty has been promoted to president of game content and studios, including the new responsibility of ZeniMax, and Sarah Bond to Xbox president, overseeing all Xbox platform and hardware work. On the marketing side, Xbox chief marketing officer Chris Capicella is stepping down after 32 years at Microsoft. Shutterstock has announced a new set of tools that will allow you to modify real photos from its library of images using artificial intelligence. The AI image editor is still in beta, but will let you generate alternate versions of stock or AI-generated images, as well as expand their backgrounds. Tools like Magic Brush will let you tweak images by brushing over an area and describing what you want to add or replace. A smart resizing feature that will automatically change an image's shape to match your required dimensions is being rolled out, along with an AI-powered background removal tool. In other artificial intelligence app update news, Google Maps is getting new AI-powered search updates and an enhanced navigation interface designed to make it easier for users to search, explore their surroundings, and get to their destinations. This new way to search in Maps is rolling out in France, Germany, Japan, the UK, and the US this week. Google plans to expand it to more countries in the future. Samsung shows off a demonstration of its ISOCELL Zoom Anyplace technology, where 200-megapixel sensors expected to first appear in the Galaxy S24 Ultra can simultaneously record a wide-angle and zoomed-in shot and can track subjects across a frame. Samsung isn't the first company to have thought up a zoom feature like this following the Honor 90 solo cut mode, but while the Honor's implementation of the feature is limited to resolution of both videos of 1080p, Samsung says its version will be able to record in 4K even when zooming up to 4X. Huawei's launch of the Mate 60 Pro, powered by an advanced chip and 5G connectivity, propelled the company to the head of the pack when it comes to smartphone sales in China, seeing a 37% year-on-year increase, commanding a 12.9% market share in the quarter, up from 9.1% in the same period last year. Ivan Lam, a senior analyst at Counterpoint Research, said it has made a huge splash in the market, contributing big to Huawei's smartphone sales growth in the third quarter. We learned in the U.S. versus Google antitrust trial that Google pays Apple billions of dollars per year to remain the default search engine choice in Safari browser, but we'd only heard rumors that the amount was between $10 and $20 billion, at least until now. The New York Times is reporting that the specific amount Google paid Apple in 2021 was around $18 billion. This is over 19% of Apple's reported net income for that year. A Windows 11 update is currently rolling out that allows Windows users to write on screen any place they can type on screen. KB5031455, a non-security update, started rolling out yesterday. If you have a Surface device with a stylus or any other Windows tablet that supports Windows Ink, then you'll immediately see the new feature if you head into Settings and start to write in a search box or a text edit field in Windows 11. And finally, next Monday, October 30th, the day before Halloween, Apple is holding its Scary Fast event where the company is expected to unveil a new line of MacBooks, a new iMac, and they're all powered by the new M3 chip expected to be the star of the show. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.